this morning and turn to the book of Proverbs today, Proverbs 24, and we're going to continue today our series on the home and what a blessing it is to preach on how to have a Christian home, a family that is living for the Lord. And today we're going to be in Proverbs 24. We'll not be making a lot of announcements at this time in the service. We'll make a few at the end of the service. Let me remind you, though, that next Sunday is Family Day, and every family will receive a certificate for a free portrait, and every family in attendance will receive that. And we'll continue to preach this series, Loving Life at Home, next Sunday morning, and with a guest speaker next Sunday, however, and that is Evangelist John Getch. And I know that you'll enjoy his messages. We're praying for this revival meeting, and I would ask every member and regular attender of this church, if you would just spend a little extra time each day this week and do what Hosea said, break up the fallow ground, prepare your heart in prayer, and I believe that that way we'll have more than just a meeting next week. We can experience real revival if we get our hearts ready now, and what a great joy that will be. And so we're looking forward to everything next week, and I trust you'll be in a spirit of prayer. But right now, let's stand together for our scripture reading today, Proverbs 24, Loving Life at Home, and today, How to Make Your Family a Portrait of Faith. Proverbs 24, verses 1 through 4. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Shall we pray? Father, we pray today that you would help us, that we would learn today exactly what you would have us to learn about building families and building relationships that are a portrait of faith, and that the world would know that there's something different about our lives because of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. In our home a few years ago, Terry decided to decorate one of the hallways with a variety of family portraits. And I enjoy walking through that hallway. Every portrait brings back a special memory. One of the portraits is our wedding picture, and I enjoy looking at that picture. Another one reminds us of our first family portrait with all four kids. And we enjoy looking at that picture. We have pictures of a trip to Half Moon Bay where all the kids have pumpkins and other family trips. And it's just a collage of our family history. We enjoy walking through that hallway. I love looking at the pictures of years ago and just looking at all that hair on my head. That's enjoyable. And there's other times where I like looking and saying, man, I weighed 155 pounds in that picture. And don't look at me like you don't have pictures like that at home. But you know what I mean. You see those pictures and all kinds of things come to mind. And yet in reality, every one of us today are building a home, creating a family life that is also creating a portrait of memories. And sometimes those memories aren't so good. Sometimes they're wonderful. Some today are developing a life that is a portrait of faith. And as that collage of pictures comes together, it is nothing more than a testimony of God's goodness. It is nothing more than a testimony of God's grace. Others today are finding, or have experienced, that Satan has attempted to take that family collage or that family portrait and throw it down on the ground and crack the frame. And he's done everything he can to try to destroy your family. And there are those, I'm sure, here today and others that we'll get to know in weeks to come who are just trying to put some pieces of that picture back together. You see, many marriages today are being ruined. Many marriages and homes today are being trampled upon by an enemy. Portraits are being ruined for many reasons. Some are cracked by sin. Some are cracked by foolish living and unwise decisions. Financial mismanagement. The neglect of the Word of God has caused many problems. The rebellion of authority, and many rebel at God's authority. There's a great problem today with marital infidelity. Back in 1948, the Kinsey Report said that some 50% of all husbands will be unfaithful to their wives during marriage. And the Kinsey Report came out in 1994, only increased those same numbers. And we see infidelity as a tremendous problem and adultery as a problem that ruins many a family portrait. Many women today have a personality disorder that has built within them an inordinate desire for male attention. And for some women, not all, the workout at the gym is more than exercise. It is a desire for attention that they must have. Many men with the same type of problem, trying to overcome feelings of an ego that was never properly built and never given that proper encouragement in life, try through some form of narcissism or some form of personal fulfillment of all types of sinful habits to get that fulfillment, to find the needs of their life in everything other than Jesus Christ. And so families are just torn apart because of the selfish desires of men and women who cannot find the answer and will not find the answer in Jesus Christ. And so many husbands and wives are literally today rearranging their family portraits. And they go into that hallway from time to time and take a picture out and rip it up, and then maybe later put another one up and maybe later take that one down too. And Satan has taken many a family portrait and ripped it up. And I don't know where your family portrait is today, but we'd like to take whatever you have this morning and help you to know how to make it all that God wants it to be. But how can we in 1995 develop a home that is really a living portrait of faith for God? How can we take our relationships and develop them into relationships that are really a portrait of faith? I mean, we live in such a dysfunctional society, they tell us. How can we do it today in 1995? Well, I'd like to show you some things from the Word of God this morning on how that we might be able to build up our families and our relationships in a way that will glorify God. First of all, if we're going to do this, we must see that we are going to need to build our homes by the wisdom of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Proverbs 24 and verse 3, "Through wisdom is an house builded. Through wisdom is an house builded." Now, please don't miss this. This is perhaps the most important thing I'll say today. But wisdom begins with Jesus Christ. It begins with knowing Christ personally as your Savior, and it begins with truly revering Him and looking to Him as everyone in the relationship looks to Jesus Christ rather than at one another or at themselves. They are building their house with wisdom, the wisdom of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Psalm 111 and verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And the first and foremost ingredient in a home that will be a portrait of faith is that the people within that home have received Jesus Christ and that they fear or they reverence Him in the proper way. And so they treat one another in the way that Jesus Christ would have them to treat each other. Now, most marriages today either have the husband demanding fear or reverence, or the wife manipulating the husband into some sort of fear or reverence for her. And it just seems to be a constant battle. And rather than letting Jesus lead, we're fighting to see who's going to take the lead. And by the way, women in the 90s can be tough. A fellow the other day was telling a story about going into a doctor's office, and he went into this office. He went in to have a small little mole removed. That's all. Just off his cheek, just a small little mole. He walked in, and man, the nurse looked at him and glared at him. We've got a lot of friendly nurses in this church. None of them would do this, but boy, she glared at him. She said, "All right, you're going to get the mole off? Take your clothes off and go down to room 4. Put the robe on, get in the room." He said, "Ma'am, you don't understand. I'm just getting a little mole off." She said, "Just take your clothes off and go down to room number 4. Man, she was adamant. He said, "Ma'am, please, you're misunderstanding. You're mistaking me for another patient. I'm getting a little mole removed from my chin. Right here." "Get your clothes off, put the robe on, get down to room number 4. Man, somewhat exasperated, the poor guy goes down to room number 4, and getting his little robe on. He opens the door. There's another guy sitting in there with a little robe on. He looks at him and says, "Man, she's tough, isn't she?" He says, "Yeah, and I'm just the UPS man." And so sometimes it's a tough woman trying to put the fear of God into the man, or sometimes it's the man trying to put fear into the woman. But a family can only truly know joy when both people or all the family members fear the Lord. And a family can bully each other into fear, or each one can focus on the Lord and reverence Him, and then God can begin to direct them in the ways of His wisdom. The word wisdom means, for those of you taking notes, understanding of what is true, right, or lasting. Understanding of what is true, right, or lasting. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding what is true, right, or lasting. Now, if you want a family that is based on the truth, based on what is right, and will last, then it's got to be based on the wisdom of Jesus Christ. And God will give you wisdom as you ask for it. And as you come into a relationship with Christ and you find yourself coming into situations where you need some answers, the Bible says in James 1:5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. God wants to give you the wisdom that is needed in your home and in your family life. And God's wisdom is far superior to man's manipulation. And a lot of people are good at manipulating whatever they want. But what a blessing to know that we have received what we have received in our home because of the wisdom of God rather than the manipulation of men. The Bible says in James 3 and verse 17, the wisdom that is from above, this kind of which we speak today, the wisdom of Christ, the wisdom that is from above is first of all pure. Then the Bible says it is peaceable. And then the Bible says it is gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now that's the kind of wisdom we need in our families today. The kind of wisdom that's pure, the kind of wisdom that's peaceable, and the kind of wisdom that's without partiality. And when two or more people will focus on the Lord and upon His wisdom, He will give us what we need day by day without partiality. And so we see, through wisdom is an house builded. And you and I have the privilege, if we'll take it, of building our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, if you would, and please turn to the book of Luke for a moment today. Luke chapter number 6. And I want you to see a parable from our Lord here concerning how we must build our lives if we're going to stand and be true in those storms that come. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 46, Jesus speaking here, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." All right? So he's going to show us here somebody that hears his sayings and that does what he tells them to do. What is he like? Verse 48. "He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." So someone who hears the words of Jesus Christ, who is the source of our wisdom, and someone who founds their life upon that rock of wisdom, Jesus Christ, Jesus says, when the storms of life come, that home is going to stand. That relationship is going to stand. Now, if it's built on lust, or if it's built on fame, or if it's built on manipulation, let's see what's going to happen in verse 49. "But he that heareth and doeth not." Now, this is the guy that comes to church, he says, "Phooey on that." Here's the guy that someone tries to say, "I don't need that. I don't need that God stuff. I don't need Jesus. I don't want to hear it. I want to have it all. I want to have it my way." Notice what it says. "For he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Think about the children. Think about the financial ruin. Think about, if you are saved, the testimony of Jesus Christ. The ruin is great in America today. But we have a choice to make. We can build our homes on the wisdom of Jesus Christ. And when a family accepts Jesus Christ by faith, they have a foundation when the storms come. And hey, they come, don't they? Brother and Mrs. Welch here celebrating 50 years together, I believe, this week. We're just young pups, my wife and I. We've been married only 14 years. But I'm going to tell you something. We've been married long enough to know some storms come. And the storms come. And you see, the fact of the matter is that when those storms come, materialism doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't matter what kind of a house you have or car you drive. You see, when those storms come, there's one thing that matters. What is the foundation of your relationship? See, materialism's not going to matter. In fact, just go out to Malibu and ask those folks with those great big homes if it really matters when the storms and the landslides come. It really doesn't matter. All that really matters is, are you built on a solid foundation? And I'm going to tell you something. On the side of those hills, we see a picture of where many families are this morning. Everything's looking good. Boy, you've got a good view. And everything looks like it's great. But only you know where that home rests today. And so we see here this morning in the Word of God that we can build a portrait of faith, a house that is going to be strong and a house that will stand if we build it on the wisdom of God. Secondly, it must be bolstered by understanding. Notice in verse number 3. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. Now, once the home is built, there is still oftentimes a need for bolstering of that home and making sure things are right, checking things, putting the earthquake straps across the 2x4s and making sure that things are tied down and ready to go. And we make sure that our home is solid and we test it because we know that the storms will come. The word understanding, if you're taking notes, means responding with insight or discernment. Responding with insight or discernment. And so the wisdom or the fear of the Lord is the foundation. But once the home is now setting on that foundation, we need to respond to the situations that come our way with discernment, with insight as we go along. Wisdom comes from a proper relationship with Jesus Christ. But how are we going to have discernment today? How are we going to have understanding to know how to handle situations? Well, I believe that that kind of discernment and that kind of understanding will come from the Holy Spirit of God through the Word of God. Now, some of you are new in the Lord and you might say, what does that mean? How am I going to get discernment from a Holy Spirit? Well, first of all, you need to realize the unsaved man, the man that is here this morning without Jesus Christ, you are not going to be able to get that wisdom or that understanding. You are not going to have that spiritual understanding. For the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, for the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So there are some things that we're going to be able to understand only as we in our hearts are yielded, first of all, by being saved, and secondly, by being yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. And you see, that's why today many families have a family portrait with one family member missing. If we were to take your spiritual portrait and hang it on the wall, some of you wouldn't even be in the picture today. Because those who are saved are in that spiritual portrait, but those who are without Christ, they are not in the spiritual portrait. And the spiritual man has a discernment from the Holy Spirit that the man without Christ does not possess. You see, the saved man is promised spiritual guidance or understanding. The Bible says in John 16:13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So you say, my home is founded on Christ, I'm saved. Great, you've got a foundation now. Now you need to have understanding to bolster this home. And that is going to come from the Holy Spirit of God who guides you into all truth. And primarily, He's going to guide you through the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will give you understanding through this book that will help you to have the discernment that you'll need when you're faced with life's toughest decisions. And understanding and discernment are available to Christians who will yield their lives to the Spirit of God as He shows them the truth of the Word of God. And so the home that is to be a portrait of faith must be built upon the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it must be bolstered or established by the understanding that comes through yielding to the Holy Spirit of God. So we build on Jesus Christ. We are bolstered by the Holy Spirit's teaching through the Word of God. And then thirdly, notice if you would, a home that is a portrait of faith is blessed by the knowledge of God. Notice if you would in verse 4. and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all pleasant and precious riches. So we have wisdom, we have understanding, and now a home is blessed with the knowledge, the Bible says, that fills up the house and the chambers of the home. Now, for those of you taking notes this morning, the definition of the word knowledge means understanding gained through experience or study. Understanding gained through experience or study. And that knowledge comes into the life of a believer who is studying, who is experiencing, and as that knowledge comes, it begins to fill up the life of that family for the glory of God. A lot of young couples in this room this morning have purchased their first home in the last few years sometime. When you purchase that first home, normally if it was like ours, the walls are bare. And normally that first home, I mean, it's just everything you can do to get the home, never mind decorating it. And you have just the bare walls, maybe some sheets over the windows even, or some blinds that were provided by the builder, just anything to cover the windows. And the home is really not filled with any kind of what we see here in Proverbs 24, any kind of precious and pleasant riches. Man, we're just glad to have the home. And then a couple begins to slowly study and prepare and to save. And they begin to determine how they're going to decorate that home, what they're going to put in each room, what they're going to put on the walls, and how they're going to fill each chamber or each room. And you see, our spiritual home is similar. Our spiritual home in this sense is similar, that once we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the greatest gift of all, and the fullness of Christ is evident in Scripture. But beyond that, God says, I want to give you knowledge. I want to fill your family with the precious and pleasant riches of the Word of God. I want your life spiritually to be filled with great and precious promises that I have given to you from the Word of God. That's why the Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so with your home, if it's going to be a household of faith that is filled with the beauty of God, then it's going to be a home that is growing in the knowledge of the Word of God. Further, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 7, husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge. That means a husband is to have knowledge. He is to know how and have the understanding to take care of his wife. One husband said, preacher, that's hard for me. My wife's like the weather. She's always changing, right? When I think I'm going to understand her, I don't understand her. But the Bible says there's a way. And that way is through the understanding and the knowledge of the Word of God. Now, how do we get that knowledge? Well, one way we get that knowledge, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you need knowledge to fill your Christian home today, first of all, it's going to be Bible study daily in your life that's going to begin to give you the knowledge needed to fill up that home. The second thing, Bible knowledge comes through Bible preaching. Hosea said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And speaking there to the priest who had not been faithful to deliver the truth. And I believe American homes today are not only being destroyed by a wicked Hollywood movie industry, but also by pulpits that are no longer preaching the truth of the Word of God. And one way to get knowledge is to do exactly what you're doing today, and that is to get around the preaching of the Word of God, where you can learn and grow in these principles and fill your lives up with the principles of the Word of God. Every family needs a Bible preaching church. A place where they can come and grow and be fed and nurtured and have fellowship and accountability and have a time where they can come into the understanding but also into the knowledge that God has for their home. And fill that home up with the knowledge of God. I wonder this morning, is your family a portrait of faith? I wonder today, has your life been built on the rock, Jesus Christ? Is it being bolstered today by the teaching and the discerning of the Holy Spirit of God? And is it being blessed today by the knowledge of God and His Word in your life every day? Some today perhaps need to just simply say, I'm going to take the necessary steps to build a household of faith. I want our portrait to be reflective of the fact that Jesus Christ is here, that the Spirit of God is teaching, and that the knowledge of God is present in our lives. And there may be some today who would say, Pastor, If there was a portrait taken with me or my family, spiritually speaking, I would not be in that portrait. Spiritually, I'm not a part of anybody's picture because I've never received Jesus Christ. I'm not resting upon the rock of Jesus Christ. And some of you today simply need to come and trust Jesus Christ and take that first step through wisdom as an house builded. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Realizing that you cannot take your own sins and pay for them, but that Jesus Christ, when He died on the cross, paid for your sins, and receive Him by faith as your personal Savior. Then He begins to dwell in your life and His wisdom begins to unfold before you. Now you're no longer the natural man. Now you have spiritual discernment and understanding, and the knowledge of God is real to one who has received Jesus Christ as Savior. Years ago, on a southern plantation, there was a southern plantation that was having an estate sale. They were going to sell the entire home and barns and properties, all of the equipment. And the owners had passed away, and common thing in parts of the country is just have an auction, just sell it off. And people came from near and far, and the auctioneer began. People were excited, all of the things that were there to be purchased. And the first item on the list for the auctioneer was a portrait of the plantation owner's son. Just a picture of a guy that nobody knew. And that's the very first thing that the man had left in his will. When you auction the estate, the first thing I want you to auction off is this oil painting of my son. I want you to let that go first. And so they began to get bids, tried to get bids. The plantation owner's son had died years before and had a very special place, obviously, in his heart, but not to anybody else. He said, the auctioneer said, who'll give me a dollar for this picture? I mean, nobody gave a dollar. Nobody gave a dollar. And some of the big shot, high operators, they said, oh, brother, let somebody buy this stupid picture. Let's get the home and the tractors and the couches and the chairs. Who wants the picture? Finally, an elderly black gentleman came from the back. And he said, I'll give a dollar. He was, for many years, one of the slaves on that plantation. And over the years, he had grown to love that family. In fact, he loved that young man. In fact, as he saw the young man's picture, something welled up within his heart. And he remembered that boy. And he thought to himself, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. And I miss him. And his heart began to feel the emotions of that. And so the elderly slave stepped forward. And now, remembering those memories and remembering that family, he said, I'll give a dollar. I'll give a dollar. I'll take the picture. And so the auctioneer said, all right, sold to the man there in the back. And everyone else was glad that it was over with. Now they could get on with the auction. And the auctioneer said, wait a minute. I just read these instructions here on the auction sheet. Before we go any farther, there's some words on the back of this picture. Let's read them. And on the back of the picture was, in the plantation's owner's writing, these words. Whoever buys the portrait of my son, to him I give my entire estate. Now, I want you to hear me today. God the Heavenly Father says, whoever receives my son, to him I give eternal life in heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why don't you just put your family on a solid rock this morning? And why don't you just receive Jesus Christ? It won't cost you $1. He paid in His own blood on a cross years ago. And your redemption has already been purchased. And as a free gift this morning, you can have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Father, today we thank You and praise You that it is possible in 1995 to have a household of faith. And Lord, we just pray right now that You would work in our hearts. Our heads are bowed this morning and our eyes are closed as we come to the closing moments of this service. And I want to thank You for listening so well. But now, just a moment. I wonder how many are here today who could honestly say, Pastor Chapel, there was a day in my life when I reached out for Jesus Christ, and realizing that I was a sinner, I confessed that to Him and I asked Him to be my Savior. And on that day, Jesus Christ became the foundation of my life. I know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven. How many could testify with an uplifted hand this morning? Just lift it up, Pastor Chapel. I know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven. I remember the day when I made that decision by faith. Thank you. You may put your hands down. I wonder how many are here this morning. And you would say, Pastor Chapel, I cannot say with that authority, I cannot raise my hand just a moment ago and say that I know I'm on my way to heaven. And I just sense today that I need my life to get put on a foundation that's stronger than religion or psychology. I need to be saved. I need today that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I wonder if you're here today and could not raise your hand a moment ago, and with nobody looking, I'm going to look so that I might pray. How many would honestly say, all right, Pastor Chapel, my portrait spiritually cannot be taken. I mean, it's not existent. I've never accepted Jesus Christ, but I see that I need to do that today. I need to accept Jesus Christ. Please pray for me. Would you just lift your hand now? Just lift it up right now and just hold it there for a moment. Just lift it up all over this auditorium. All right, God bless you. Are there others today? Just hold it up, men, women, young people. God bless you, teenagers. Are there others today? God bless you. God bless you in the back. And I see both of your hands there. You may put them down. Are there others today? Husbands, wives. Are there others today? Single mom, single dad. I need Christ. Maybe you're here and your husband is saved and you're not, or your wife is saved and you're not, and you want to make that portrait what God wants it to be. Is there anyone else? God bless you, sir. Is there anyone else? We'll wait just another moment. I need to have that foundation of Jesus Christ in my life. Now, right now, what we're going to encourage you to do, if you've raised your hand, in just a moment, we're going to invite you to come. We're going to have what we call an invitation. And we're going to invite you to come down this morning. And I'll be here at the front with some of the other pastors. And we'd like to have one of our counselors take a man and a woman, a woman to take a woman, or a man to take a man. We'll have one of our men take a couple. And show you this morning, in just a few moments, how that you can have Jesus Christ as the foundation for your home. I wonder how many of you are here this morning who by your uplifted hand, you said, I have received Christ. But you'd say, Pastor, honestly, my home is not being bolstered by the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of discernment lacking. It's not being blessed by the Word of God. There's a lot of things missing right now. And I'm going to make a decision today that I'll listen to the Spirit of God and that I'll get back into the Word of God, into the house of God. I need this today. I realize it. If I'm going to build a home that will create the right portrait of faith. Would you lift your hand if God is speaking to you in this way? As a family today, God is speaking to your heart about getting the discernment of His Spirit and His Word back into your family, getting yourself back into church. What a blessing. Put your hands down. Are there others? Pastor, God's speaking to me about this. Now, Father, we would ask today that You would bless this invitation. We would ask that needs would be met. We would ask that husbands and wives, and we would ask that single adults would come today and accept Jesus Christ personally. Get their life planted on the rock. And then, Lord, for those who've made that decision, may many Christians today just decide that they're going to follow Your Spirit. They're going to get the knowledge of the Word of God into their lives. And Lord, may these decisions be made for You. And there may be some who've been saved and not baptized and have need to identify. And others today who need a church home and just need to come and be a part of this family. Lord, whatever the need is, we just want to pray that You would do the work now and help us to respond in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's